let me bang.
I do let you bang.
Hey, let me bang you, Jamie, man.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings, nerds and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, for gay Jesus, people.
And I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
What's up, people? It's me, Adam Hunter. I'm in Canada right now. I'm with Russell Peters. I'm in Brandon doing comedy shows. I got my buddy Bill Dawes is here with the no-gi. You're at a practice?
Yeah, I've been training with Higa Machado and, you know, all of his weird Hollywood celebrity types.
And how's that going?
You know what's so funny about that? It's all over the news that Ashton Kutcher just got his black belt. I don't know.
I would say it's all over the news. I mean, like, but yeah, okay.
Well, all over the interwebs.
Right.
But he got his black belt like 7 months ago. So it just makes me think, like, why are they releasing it now? Is there some sort of sex scandal that's about to happen? They're trying to camouflage.
Isn't that like fucked up that like something happens and the first thing you think is like, what news aren't they reporting? You know?
But why wouldn't they say he has black belt when it happened 6 months ago?
Weren't people like,
you know, it's Hollywood. Everything is press related. Everything's a psyop. What?
Weren't people mad that he wasn't tying his belt correctly or something? Like, people were upset. He's not a real black belt.
I definitely was.
You were upset about that?
Because I remember when I was a white belt and I was, you know, after class, it always gets undone. You kind of tie it up. And when you first start, you tie it up like above the belly button, like literally like inches above, you know, you tie up high. And then a black belt came to me and like literally grabbed my belt and like yanked it down to my hips. Like, you got to wear it like a fucking gunslinger. And I was like, all right.
That makes sense. I mean.
Yeah.
They got to figure out.
And then he has his black, during his black belt picture, his belt is like right above his like nipples, you know, right below his nipples. You're like, bro, who's tying their belt like that that actually rolls? And then I heard that when he rolls with people, there's like a no submission rule.
What? How's that possible?
So you're not allowed to submit him?
Come on.
So you can, that's what I heard. I mean, maybe it was just with this one guy. I feel bad. I should be talking about the shit about the group that I train with.
Wait, how do you?
But there's a no submission rule.
How do you roll with someone but you can't tap them? I mean, isn't that the whole point of jiu-jitsu, is to tap the other guy?
I guess so. But did you see Mark Zuckerberg rolling with Alex Pereira?
No.
Because that was kind of a viral clip. He's rolling with Alex Pereira, obviously, and he just looks. I mean, to me, and you're trained, so you know he looks, for lack of a better word, like retarded when he fights. There's no,
yeah, but
there's
all,
no,
yeah, but
skill.
He's also, I mean, the guy's 50 pounds heavier. He's in the UFC. He's trained for the best guys in the world.
I understand, but it's not even like, you know how when you're in the pool with your kid and you throw your kid around?
Yeah.
Like, even that takes effort. It was Alex Pereira, it looks so silly. And then
that's one thing I hated about doing gi was that, number one, I used to get like my I look at my neck would get so many zits afterwards. I would get such rashes, and like I have like sensitive skin, so I would go get neck burns. So it looked like I was like a seventh grader going through puberty. And then my belt was always, my gi was always falling off. Shouldn't they make like onesie gis where you don't have to tie it, almost like underoos or something? Like, wouldn't that be like a more?
Then you know what the problem would be? Then the number one submission would be a wedgie.
But I'm saying, it's like, you're never going to be like, hey, I'm going to fight. Hold on, let me get my robe and tie it. Like, that's never going to happen. So wouldn't underoos be a more suitable, like, or like footy pajamas or something? I'm just saying, it's like, meanwhile. Yeah.
Or just wear like a blazer and pants, you know, like the blazer shape. That's realistic.
I don't know. I try watching jiu-jitsu, and I it's hard to watch. Unless you compete in it, it's hard to just watch for fun. But I'm sure, like, I feel like wrestling is more exciting. I'm sorry, but college wrestling is more exciting than jiu-jitsu.
I agree. I would agree. Particularly because jiu-jitsu now, I mean, you know, the life hack in jiu-jitsu is they found out, I would say probably 15 years ago, they found out that the quickest, easiest submission that involves the least strength and can happen the quickest is the heel hook. And once the heel hook was really discovered, exploited, and the whole leg system was exploited, it was like, why the fuck would you go back to training anything else if the heel hook is the quickest submission? I mean,
But don't you
to
want to
this
know how to
day, you
fucking
see
go
the
up? Don't
best
you want to know how
no-gi
to
people in the
defend
world.
yourself? Because you're never going to be at a bar and you're going to
Of
go
course, of
pulling a fucking
course.
heel hook. And maybe you will. Maybe some people will. But I would say the best thing is to start doing somersaults in the middle of a bar if somebody's going to fuck you up. I just don't think that's going to work out. But
No,
I don't
trust me,
know.
I agree. And I think that's the reason why jiu-jitsu is never going to be as huge as it is in other. It's similar to soccer. It's like, unless you make soccer a sport that favors offense more, it's never going to be huge in America. Like, we just never are going to resonate to that shit. We need action. And you can, yeah, butt scooting. But like, people make fun of butt scooting, but also, like, that's how you win. Even
Yeah, no,
Gordon Ryan, like, I
look,
mean, he can win any way he wants, but heel hooks.
I keep telling myself I'm gonna go back. I think if I go back, I'll start liking it more, watching it. But it's hard. But at the same time, all right, let's talk about, we got a bunch of things to talk about. And I love how McCorkle's like, I'm definitely coming on. And then Don goes, will you remind me? And for some reason, this entire podcast is now being texted to Russell. Sorry, man. My whole, like, I'm trying to get Russell Peters to come on. Dude, this is just, you know, no, nobody. Oh, he'll be on in 10. Oh, McCork's coming on in 10, 15 minutes. All right, mayhem, Don. So a couple things. Man, should talk about comedy shit. So when they come on, at least we could talk about stuff. Or should we talk about regular stuff? Who knows? Who gives a shit? What was I saying? Oh, sorry. We'll talk about the fights last week, right? So people were mad. People were upset about the main event. First of all, everybody.
Why?
People that were saying this is a bad UFC. There was like four knockouts in a row until the two events. So pick your poison. You can't be like, oh, this sucks because the last two fights weren't good when the first like 10 were good. We're so spoiled. People are so, I mean, you watch a boxing match, it's like one good undercard fight and then maybe the main event's good. You know, it's like,
And also define good, because to me, I look at those fights, I go, wow, what an interesting demonstration of the dominance of a top wrestling game in MMA. Like, wow, if you cannot beat someone's top game wrestling-wise, you will never win a match unless you get a lucky punch. So to
and
me,
that's the
that's
thing
even
about these
interesting to
guys from
watch.
Dagestan. I remember talking to Ally Quinta when he fought Khabib, and he was like, dude, it was a different kind of strength. He's like, it's a different kind of strength. It's not like he's like, and he was like, you know, great. I think he was a state champ or took second in the state in New York, and he wrestled in college. He's a solid guy, but he's like, it's just different. And these guys don't realize it. You know, Jack, look, credit to Jack Della Maddalena, who's not making excuses. He just said, look, I had a bad night. I got things to work on. I got to work on things moving forward. But at the same time, I don't understand. It was, you got to work on, if you're fighting these guys, you got to work on sprawls. Like, if I was coaching him, once again, I'm not a real coach, I would be like, an hour of sprawls every single day because there was no sprawling. And it looked like, I know he trained with Craig Jones, but Craig Jones is great at jiu-jitsu, I guess one of the best in the world, top two, top three. So in Craig Jones's mind, yeah, you're okay from the bottom. You could probably crank out a submission here or there. You'll get something, or you could shrimp out. But not everyone's Craig Jones. This is like sometimes why great.
And Craig's never done it. He's never done MMA, so he doesn't necessarily know how it translates
So talk with the
100%.
guys that he was doing in training, you know, he was doing it against, but unless, look, someone has to start bringing in these Dagestani guys into their own camps to train with, because that seems like these guys seem like they're getting in there and they're like, holy shit, I'm not ready for this. And at a world-class level, it's kind of baffling.
But don't you think also, Adam, don't you think it's impossible? Because you're someone who wrestled like a lot of your life. At age 35, whatever, your training is kind of baked in. Do you think all of a sudden you're going to be able to develop an amazing takedown defense at age 35? Like, if this gets run back, it's going to happen the same way unless Jack gets a lucky
No,
punch.
no, and I no. I've been putting the same, but there are things you can do, especially if you're a world-class athlete. There are things you can do, but also like people were like, "Oh, his corner wasn't telling him anything." At that point, you should know what a sprawl.
Yeah, exactly. There's what are you going to tell them? Like you're on the ground, you're pinned. Get out.
I mean,
Don't
what are
be
you gonna
there.
say? Hey, when he shoots, lower your shoulders. I mean, and sprawl. Like, why do you not know that? Like that's. But I mean, I guess you could tell him that. But it seemed like, the corner was like, just all you gotta do is land one good shot. And but it was. I don't understand. It seemed like he was underprepared and at that level. But he's also what? He was like on an 18 fight winning streak or something. Like everything he was doing was writing. But he said, he's like, look, Bilal Muhammad, his wrestling, I was prepared for him. It's gonna be the same kind of fight. I'm like, no, Bilal Muhammad's a good wrestler. I think he was a good high school wrestler. He wrestled in college, maybe he did. But this Dagestani, like they come out of the womb shooting doubles.
Yeah, they're wrestling grizzly bears when they're eight, literally.
They have full beards at like 3 years old. These are just people that are, it's not the same.
It's weird, like ancient biblical strength from that land for something.
There was a kid from Chechnya who came to, I was coaching, the kid from Chechnya. And some bully was picking on him and he beat the shit out of the bully. So our athletic director was like, oh, join the wrestling team. So this kid's Ahmad. And he had like socks on. He didn't have wrestling shoes. He was wearing like jean shorts, kind of a, and like not a very like, not a very like, no, he wasn't ripped at all. Like he was, but this kid was strong. And he ended up winning our tournament because like, and basically what I was telling him, like he's on bottom. And I'm like, dude, just get up and throw the kid. Like he had, I had him for like 3 days. And he just got up and threw the kid against Harvard Westlake. And everyone went, the whole gym went crazy. And I was like fucking going nuts. And then I remember like one of the parents was like, one of the best, because it was one of those things where like this, we were up against a really rich school. And they were like, and they hated our kids. We had a very diverse team. And then they're like, what? And then there was doing these like dog whistles, like, what are you guys, gang members? Or like these
Oh,
parents,
God.
complete fucking assholes, or like, oh, why don't you? One parent goes, my taxes pay your salary. I'm like, first of all, I'm getting like $40 an hour for this shit.
Oh, my God.
It's
What a
like,
piece of shit.
yeah, it's like, fuck you, your taxes pay my salary. Like, it was that kind of a shit. And then, so when he won, and then one of the parents wrote me this thing that goes, one of the greatest things I've ever seen was their, their Aryan poster boy kid getting fucking pinned by our kid from the fucking Burlap region, mountain region that just came from like,
Who said Allah Akbar? Who's Allah Akbar after he won?
dude, it was, I was like, I was in tears crying. But I'm saying, you can't teach that. Mayhem, we're talking about the main event last week against Jack Della Maddalena and
Jack
Islam.
Della Maddalena. Hey man, what the hell? Send that boy to America, learn to wrestle and forget.
Send the guy from Dagestan to come to America to
Oh,
wrestle in.
Della Maddalena to fucking wrestle with us, bro. He needs to wrestle with some Americans. His damn coach, what the hell is wrong with him? Oh, put your hands on his cunt. Put your hands on his cunt. That's your advice? That's like the technical know-how? You ain't even put your hands on his cunt. Hi, Mike. Oh, Mike. Uppercut. Come on, bro. Give me
I
a
hear
break.
you, Jason.
How about with an accent you could say, I'll do an underhook. An under, no underhooks, no sprawl, no front headlock, no fucking nothing. You're gonna fight a guy from Dagestan and don't know eighth grade wrestling? The Craig Jones taught you how to do what? What exactly? Lay on your back and make sweet love? No, no underhooks, no attempt to get up. Jack Macadelalena's body looked, significantly weaker than the last fight. I don't know what's going on over there, but I have a lot of notes for his camp.
Yeah,
Dude, in
but
order
Jason, but I was saying, shouldn't he know that, like, in the middle of the fight, if you're yelling sprawl, underhooks, shouldn't your guy know how to do an underhook and sprawl, like, and a front headlock by the time he's in there?
to That is a great question, Adam. Glad that you asked that. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling you. Is that why on earth is there not a wrestling man in his corner? The whole game is wrestling against the Dagestanis. The fight was going to be a wrestling fight no matter what, whether he wanted it or not. And yeah, I cannot believe that they prepared like grappling like with Chris Paul, but no, you know what I mean?
I have a theory.
He would have been better off butt scooting out there, I think. That
Yeah.
would have been
I have
better.
a theory that that people like Craig Jones will convince people that jiu-jitsu can beat wrestling if you do
No.
something really cool and tricky, but it can't in MMA.
No. No. It's like, dude, okay, maybe if you had a jacket on and some pants, right? You could do the Hoist Gracie 1993 technique. But no, dude, in modern MMA, the guys are slippery, whether you like it or not, whether you rub them off or not. But they're slippery, they're strong, it's hard to do anything from the bottom. And this guy, all right, now let's stop hiding the lead here, because really, Islam Makhachev is the strongest dude, you know, without being deprived. Like, I thought maybe Makhachev gets tired, you know, just because he didn't train the correctly or what. No, at 155 he would be getting tired because he's diminished, and 170 fresh as a daisy, like just kept getting the takedown. Really though, let's think about it like wrestlers here, okay? One takedown a round, that ain't hard. One takedown per round, that ain't hard. Now, if Jack worked some of his Craig Jones magic and like got up or got a sweep, now let's think about this too. I watched the fight back, buddy. Every end of the round, 10 seconds left, Jack almost got up or did get up. But it's like worthless. You just spent 5 minutes, you know, spent 4 minutes and 49 seconds on the bottom, then getting up is no big deal, you know? It's just, it was.
Don, did you see the fight? The fight last Saturday. Did you watch the fight?
Oh, it's rodeo season, man. I'm watching rodeo. I'm at the rodeo. Fuck.
All right, so you were at the rodeo. How was the rodeo?
Rodeo was great, man. Rodeo was great. I love the rodeo. So I go there, you know, every chance I get. And a buddy of mine won. He tight kip. He won the bulldogging contest. He won it for that night and for the season, for the
Oh, wow.
turquoise season.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, turquoise rodeo, turquoise rodeo series.
How's
And I
your
remember.
daughter? How's your daughter
Have you
doing?
ridden a bull before?
Pardon?
Bill?
What's that?
I was scared. Have you ridden a bull before, Don?
Oh, been close to them. I've been close to them. I haven't ridden one. They're big bastards, boy. I'll tell you
Yeah.
what, they're beautiful. They're beautiful animals. Beautiful animals.
So the other card, the other big fight, well, there was a lot of big fights last week, and all right, so like we're saying, Don, last week in the main event, Islam just basically took down Jack JDM over and over and over again, 5 rounds. It wasn't even close. He won 50-45. The guy had no answer. It was at Madison Square Garden. The crowd ended up booing because they were like, this is boring. But look, if you can't beat the guy, you lose. I mean, you can't get mad at it. What do you want him to do? The guy's a champion. You can't beat him. Yes, it's boring, but that's what it is, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's like the late great Jeff Blatnick told me. He says, how come you fight the guys in their style? I said, well, I want to beat them in their style. And he says, well, if you don't let them get to their style, is that beating them, at their style? And I said, well, yeah, you're smarter than I am, Jeff. I didn't figure that out.
Mayhem just left. He just left the car to do something. This is the mo Someone said this is like the Boomer podcast. I'm not sure that's even Mayhem's car. I've seen Mayhem for like, I don't know, I've known him for years. I've never seen him in that car. I've never seen him have boxing things. Are you doing Uber Eats? What's going on right now?
He also has a black eye.
We don't know what's going on with Jason. I
That was a
can't hear
tip
him.
from
I can't hear him. This is fucking great. This is the best. Why?
Okay,
Why?
it looks like he's figuring it out.
He's figured it out.
Hey, sorry guys. Look, man, I'm in the middle of training camp with a heavyweight prospect. It's just a beast of a man and like, needs attention and fucking, you know what I mean? You gotta hold the pads and you gotta make sure to zig when you should have zagged. And then, yeah, sometimes you get a black eye and 5 stitches.
Fuck. So Valentina Shevchenko, Don beat Zhang Wei. It was the exact same fight, but for the girls.
Yeah, 100%.
She just took her down, held her down. I thought Zhang Wei was gonna win going into this fight. And then when I saw Shevchenko, I'm like, what was I thinking? This girl fights up at 135. Who and
Yeah.
she beat and she fought, she didn't beat, but she fought Nunez. She's fighting girls that are coming down from 160, 170. This other girl's a 115 pounder, but she looks like she's got 2% body fat. And it was
Yeah.
just this example of a big girl
Yeah.
bullying a smaller girl. Mayhem, any thoughts?
Yeah. It wasn't just that she was bigger, but the wrestling riddle. Like a takedown defense in China, he hasn't got stolen and re-intellectualized in a new IP. You know what I'm saying? They haven't made bootleg takedown defense quite yet. So that's what you get. That's what you got. Hey, and in fact, a couple of those techniques, Shlevchenko learned at my seminar in Poland.
Really? Are you serious?
Like which
Yeah, hell
techniques?
yeah. She was out there way before any of her star got, I don't know, one of those dumps that she did. It was nice to see, And
Yeah, it
yeah,
was the
and
one where she had the rape
I
whistle.
didn't even know. I forgot. She just blended in with the rest of the blonde beauties of Eastern Europe, And so I forgot all about her. And then until somebody sent me a picture of us together, I said, oh, yeah. This beast of a woman did train with us.
That's awesome. Also, the big winners with it. So this guy, Sean Brady, that was 18 and one. This guy was a monster, and he looked great. He beat Greg Jones in jiu-jitsu, or Craig Jones. Anyway, this other guy, Michael Morales, this guy, Michael
Ah.
Morales, just fucking destroyed him in one round. Don, I think he's from Ecuador, this guy. Where's he from? He's from, yeah, Ecuador. This dude is just running through everybody. That was crazy. And then Carlos Prates beat Leon Edwards, another great win. And then Don, Bo Nickel won. Bo Nickel,
Oh yeah, with a head kick. I can't believe it.
with a head kick. Now, that being said, Rodolfo Vieira is a great jiu-jitsu guy, not great at stand-up. Not great at stand-up. Bo Nickel, obviously amazing wrestler. I think if the UFC is smart, because Bo Nickel's a star,
Good.
they're gonna match him up with jiu-jitsu guys or wrestlers. Cause at least for a couple more fights. Because
Right.
he needs to get his, I think, his confidence back a little bit. So anyway, so people were booing. The crowd was booing Bo Nickel, right? Then Bo Nickel lands a head kick, knocks the guy out, gets up, the crowd's cheering, and he gives the crowd two middle fingers.
Ah,
Just
man.
says fuck you to
You
both.
finally won him back, and that's what you do.
Yeah, and he goes, make up your
Yeah.
mind, boo me or love me.
Dude,
So that was interesting. What did you think of that?
this kid is gonna have a long road to toe
How'd that go over?
if he can't deal with the crowd,
Yeah.
But yeah, good for him. Stick to your guns and give two middle fingers to everybody.
Yes. And then yeah, so then and then Beneil Dariush, oh, that was rough. He it was like a
Oh.
it was like one of your fights, Don, except one guy goes down where Beneil came in and
Yeah.
kind of clipped this guy Benoit Saint Denis, and then just got like the guy held onto his head and just was like doop doop, and it was Don, when did you know you had a good chin?
Well, my older brother, who's always a foot taller than me, used to come home and beat the shit out of me every day just for exercise.
Just to keep in
Just out of
shape.
boredom. Just out of boredom, yeah.
What about you, Mayhem?
Oh, yeah.
you know, I think I weathered my father's overhand right, so I was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm tough now.
So familial abuse, that's a
If,
secret. That's a
yeah,
secret.
familiar, it's a common theme. Yeah, if you can walk through an overhand right from your father, I think that you could, you know what I mean? You have a good career ahead of you.
Jason, you've never been
Okay,
knocked out, have you, Jason?
nope. I know. Jay Moore tried to fucking give me shit about it. Like he was saying that he fucking did the same thing on a surfboard, and then he was like, "Oh, but I was never knocked out," and I'm like, no, I literally wasn't. I like remember getting hit and like the referee coming to stop it. You know, like I remember it. Yeah, I never got knocked out.
Is that
Yeah.
the Frank Trigg fight?
Yeah, same thing. Like I got fucking kicked good. I said, fuck, they're gonna fucking stop this fight. And I was mad because I was like, fuck, I know I could beat him, but you know, it's like the referee has to defend yourself more than you. You know, you don't care when you're in there. You're
Yeah.
still psycho, and you could still keep going. And I never had a fight where I was like completely like, oh, okay, fine, you stop it. Yeah, you know. But during the Trigg fight, I was like, oh, they're gonna stop it. This looks bad. Like I know
Yeah.
this looks bad. I know this looks bad. Oh shit, they stopped it. And I was like, ah, yeah, that was a good stop. You know, like I knew I was done. I was taking damage without giving any protection or giving it back. So that's just what you got to do in the fight.
Game time. NFL playoffs. One of the greatest things you can do is go to an NFL playoff game. Okay. You get to go with other fans. You have fun. You take your family. Listen, Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets for events even easier. Game Time filters out the fluff to show you only the incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets to find the best value. Okay. Make it you can save time, and saving time is money. Time is valuable. All right. You pick an upcoming game, you browse through the ticket deals on Game Time Picks, and it's so easy. I do it all the time. I go to concerts on with Game Time. I go to NFL games. I go to WNBA games. Okay, you can go to MMA events. All right, they have curated deals that make it easier to find the best price to get great seats. They have the Super Deal, which is the best value for that event. You get the seat views, so you don't like stuck behind a goal post or you're sitting in the parking lot. Whatever it is. They have the lowest price guarantee, and they have event cancellation protection, job loss protection, etc. All right, go to Game Time Picks. All right, they make it easier for sports, concerts, comedy, theater. They have all-in pricing. You get the seat views, you get ticket coverage, and you get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. What are you waiting for, people? Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code CLNS for $20 off your first purchase. That's right. Create an account, redeem your code CLNS for $20 off. All right. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I'm telling you, it's awesome. You're going to thank me later. Check it out right now. And then, Don, you were knocked out once, right?
Yeah. LeVander knocked the piss out of me. I'm
Oh.
still looking for that.
Wait, who
Still
was it?
looking for
Who
that
knocked you
wake
out?
up
Who knocked you
call.
out? Who
Jerome
was it?
LeBanier.
Yes.
LeBanier.
Okay. So, all
Jerome
right. So
LeBanner.
this guy, the Don takes a kickboxing fight against the number one kickboxing guy in the world.
Zero kicks.
And he never threw a kick before in his life. All he does is take 17 Vicodins and like three shots of whiskey and gives it, and then gives it the old college try. And then like,
I sure don't remember walking back out of the arena. You know?
was this in Pride?
I was like,
Yeah,
K one.
yeah.
Yeah.
there was
I thought it
no
was K
reason for
one,
him to take
no?
this fight. Like,
I was going
literally,
to say, K
there was
one?
no,
K one.
It was K one?
K1.
So
The best
it was a
professional
kickboxing match, strictly
against the best in the
kickboxing.
world, the number one guy, like of all, like
The number one guy, bro.
the
The
Michael
number
Jordan
one guy.
kickboxing, and then
Well,
they asked
that,
him.
that sounds.
Oh, I thought it was an MMA match. Oh, it was
No,
kickboxing.
he
Come on,
never
Don.
did
What were you
kickboxing.
thinking? Why would you do
It was
that?
big news. It was big news in the MMA world at the time. Like, holy shit, our fucking, you know what I mean? Our MMA star is going to fight the fucking best kickboxer. Yeah.
But there was no reason for him to do that. Like, he was just like, I'll pick.
I know. Like, what did, hey,
maybe yeah, the money was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Don, was that just for Vicodin money?
Yeah. Bought my ex-wife a couple houses, too. I
don't know, all right.
Fuck, Diamond.
Don, you're my hero, man. You're my fucking hero. Don, you're one of my favorite people in the world. Mayhem, I love you too, and same with you, Bill. But Don is the uncle I always wanted that wouldn't touch me. All right, so I don't know if you guys are following this Bilal Muhammad stuff.
What's
going on?
All right, here we go. I know Bilal Muhammad. He's a friend of mine. You know, we don't have the same political views, but. You know, that I could still be friends with somebody and like someone. That's called being an adult.
Wait, your last name is?
His last name is Muhammad, and my last name is Greenberg. But
well, your real last name. There's no one. Your real last name is
great. No, yeah, I'm sure he does. Anyway, so he's fighting this Saturday.
Well, I know, but yeah, he just checks the intelligence logs and he knows it.
So he's fighting this Saturday. And he's doing media today. So Bilal Muhammad was asking, how do you see your future in the division? My future's bright. I'm training with young monsters, Muhammad said. Ignacio's 28 years old. I think he's the best in the UFC. Like I said, I've got a 17-year-old now, Nacho's younger brother, who's a monster. It feels like the Epstein files, you know, without the sex. I'm getting their powers through sparring and training. It feels good. I love training every day with these guys. I'm learning from these guys. I'm growing. I'm blessed to be where I'm at.
getting their sweat all over me. The young, the virile sweat is making me strong.
Try to read it again. Try to read it again. But then at the end of the sentences, each time say nothing gay.
All right. Okay. It feels like the Epstein files. Nothing gay. You know, without, you know, the sex. Nothing gay. But it wasn't even not gay. It was more of like, why would what does that even mean? Like, he's trying to...
I think what he's alluding to is
that,
yeah, the older fighters now, a common practice, what I like to do is I take the blood of young fighters and put it in my veins, okay?
Yes.
We eat placenta, you know what I mean, after every practice.
Yeah.
I like to, use aborted fetuses. To really get the, you know, stem cells in my knees. It's a whole thing, bro. Bilal will explain it to you at the next River to the Sea segment.
Oh, thank you, Jason.
River to
clarification. Bill, you're a bright guy. You went to
maybe
you went to Princeton. What does he mean by I feel like I'm in the Epstein files by training with younger men?
I think it's the same way that older men date younger women, because you just kind of vampire suck their youthful energy to give you power. You know what I mean? They make you feel younger. So I guess these young men make him feel inspired, make him feel younger. And then also the sacrificing the Christian children as well.
Yeah. Oh God. I wonder why this fucking show you can't find this podcast. The people that were like subscribed to it. Like, I have no idea how to find. Oh, I wonder why I wonder why I'm shadow banned in fucking 37 countries. I don't even think you can get the show on the Epstein channel. Okay, if there was a fucking Jeffrey Epstein channel, they'd be like, this is too creepy. Don,
come on, blood libels are very popular right now, Adam. You know it.
Don, what did he mean by that? Don, what did Bilal mean by he feels like he's at the Epstein files?
He's training the younger people. He's getting the strength from them. You know, you know, because you get to where you get set and get comfortable with your own group of trainers, you know, your own sparring partners. And but unfortunately, your sparring partners get old as you get old, you know, so you need to switch it up and you need to get fresh blood in there.
This
fresh blood.
Got it.
Plus, it's a funny fucking joke.
Yeah, the funny thing about it is that Trump was all in Bilal's camp, but you never have any record of it.
It's all being redacted. Now, have you guys been following the Miss Universe? What's going on right now? So Miss Israel, I guess Miss Palestine won, and Miss Israel gave her dirty looks, and then yesterday Miss Jamaica fell off the stage, but she like isn't had to go to the hospital and get like in a stretcher. That's not even funny. But Miss Israel said she didn't mean to. I mean, they both look like they have nice Gaza strips, but that's what's going on. That's what's going on there.
So like that's a whole story that Miss Israel gave a like resting bitch face to Miss Palestine.
Yeah.
Of course. They're gonna have to kick the black girl off the stage.
Palestine have a fucking face shield.
did Miss Palestine? Hey, did she wear a sleeping bag?
No, she not wear a sleeping bag. Jason, I'm not sure. Hey, how's it going, Kirkle? How are you?
Hanging in there. How you guys doing?
Good. We're talking about. You came in right in. I feel like you were listening. Until you can come in with the most offensive
part. Yeah, when we're talking about stuff that's racially sensitive, bring in Sean McCorkle.
Hey, I just got an update from my bank. There is no money sent from the lot. Today was the final day. There's no money sent. There's no money coming. There's nothing on the queue. There's nothing. So they're liars.
But all right, anyway, so let's back this up because people don't know what you're talking about. The UFC, the class action lawsuit, you were owed 50 grand or whatever the number is. They kept telling you the money's coming in, and today you said there's no money in, right?
Yeah, no, today was the deadline. It's actually a company called Angion. They've been sued repeatedly in the past for using class action suit money, delaying it and using it and loaning it out and using it for other purposes. So no one ever does anything because apparently they pay off the right people. But I've been harassing them every week for about 6 or 8 weeks now. I've been getting it that Friday. And then they had to, I left them, I think 11 or 12 minutes straight of voicemails the other night telling them my last four digits of my account number, the routing number, my name, because they said that was all that was holding them up. So I left it to them like 60 times in a row and then sent them like 30 emails in a row. And they'd already had that information 10 times. But anyway, I assume Mayhem, you don't have your money yet either, right?
Jason went off. So now you're on the text chat with a bunch of fighters.
Yeah.
Do they all have the same problem?
No, everybody but me and the Brazilians seem to be getting their money. So I'm lumped in with them for some reason. But
I mean, you'd have to be a moron to stiff heavyweight, former heavyweight UFC fighters and people named Mayhem. So that's crazy.
They're people. They keep saying that some fighters don't have phones. That's why we can't get a hold of them. And I keep saying to them, I've been carrying on a long conversation. I'm like, yeah, because I know if I can't pay my Home Depot bill until I pay all of their bills at the same time. So if I owe 800 people money, I can't send 200 of them money. It has to be all at the same time, you know? So they're just full of shit. That Angion company is some kind of, they're apparently so good. They're one of the only companies that in existence that does this, like does the class action payouts. But they've had like multiple times where they've been sued and like, prosecuted for just taking the money and putting it in an investment fund for 6 months. UFC paid it more than a year ago, most of the money. So they just won't give it to anybody.
Did you blow them up on social media and tag them and everything?
I've been trying to, but I'm not as mildly famous as I used to be. So it's a little bit tough, but yeah, no, it's, I've been,
will you write something and tag me? I'll repost it.
Yeah. Though it's, everybody's irate, man. Like they're, guys like Anderson Silver getting $10 million. I'm sure he doesn't mind waiting on that. But like, somebody like me, that's really poor. You got to have like, really counting on that money. I'm not actually counting on the money at all. It just really irritates me that they lie all the time. They're getting away with it. And they've got a new reason every week why they can't send it. Like every week is a new reason. So.
Oh, God. Bill, anything you want to add to this? Bill?
What was that? I'm a little stoned right now. So can you repeat the question?
Oh, fucking A, man. Forget it. Anything you want to add? Jason Miller, I can't see. Fucking Don is in like 1984 and you're stoned. And this guy's coming in a half hour late to complain about a class action lawsuit. But just him and the Brazilians have been stiffed. I mean, out of all the people to stiff, the Brazilians? Are you fucking crazy?
Do you think it's that specific? They're actually isolating you, singling you out as someone not to pay? Or it could just be legislative, right? Could just no, be I think they're actually
they're trying to make mine be last because I'm not dumb like a lot of fighters like Mayhem, but no, I'm not dumb like a lot of guys. Like I don't buy their bullshit. They say, well, sometimes when you send ACH, it takes 7 days to show up direct deposit. No, it doesn't. I understand how banking works. It doesn't take that time at all. It shows up immediately. You may not have access to it, but it shows up.
Yeah.
And I just talked to the president of my bank. Said it's not here. Yeah. It's coming. You're not going to get it this week. So.
I'm sorry. I know how it is sometimes with that shit. I had an insurance company when someone drove into my house and they just kept shitting. Like my wife kept calling and they kept, oh, it's coming. It's coming. Finally, she told me about it 4 months later. I put them on Instagram. I put the video, I put it on Twitter. I blasted them. It was on a Saturday. At 4 o'clock, at 4:30, I get a phone call. Hey man, I dropped the ball on this. I'm sorry. Anyway, you could take that down. The money was in my account in like 5 minutes. So
that's
why I'm saying, Sean, like tag me, tag Mayhem, tag some other people. Jason,
they never drop the ball and give you too much money. I've noticed that. They never accidentally pay you too soon or give you too much money. It's
Jason,
always
did you get paid yet by the class action lawsuit?
I don't know why you're mad and John. And you're putting all your anger at these guys when Dana White screwed you over, when Dana White was the guy to keep the price artificially low. I don't know why you're angry at some stupid company that does like holds the money for you when in actuality, all your anger should be directed at the company.
Sean?
rebuttal, sir?
No, I signed it. My deal with, I got robbed, obviously, by the UFC, but I knew what I was signing when I signed it. That was
So full stop. That's it. So you're complaining about free money now that the lawyers got you.
No, you're complaining
about how long it's taking to get the money that really they fucked us out of 1 million years ago. So.
Yeah,
but that's like complaining. If I'm supposed to take you to the airport and I tell you I'll be there in 10 minutes and I don't show up and you're like, dude, you aren't going to come get me. Be like, well, you're getting a free ride to the airport. Be like, yeah, but you said you
would come. No, it's like there was no airport. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You built a whole new airport suddenly out of nothing. You get what I'm saying? And now there's an airport. So go take your flight, bro. I'm Ubering you. Right to over there.
Yeah, but they already got the money from Dana White. Is what he's saying. The money should be.
Yeah, they have the money that's not there.
I know. But then you know, in order to get that money, you got to go through all these processes and do all these check boxes and all hold your stuff. That's just the reality of situation.
So you got paid already. You got paid already.
I'm laughing. I got paid a long time ago.
Got it. All right. So
yeah, I noticed the lawyers got paid right away.
So,
that's just because they initiated the entire thing. You know, I looked at all that. This, is owed to me. Yeah. But it's conjured.
So, Sean, Sean, that they're telling the truth, that you actually, the money is being sent to you, but it'll be there Monday or Tuesday.
Every week they have a new reason. Oh yeah. Last week it's because we had to do a security check. And I don't even care that it's 18 grand. 18 grand doesn't really make a difference to me at this point in my life. Cause I'm so rich. I'm just really irritated that they say it's going to be there and then it isn't. I just don't like the
18 grand is a lot of money, bro. 18 grand is a lot of money. That's
like you totally forget. You know, this guy tells all these funny stories and says all this funny stuff, and like he's big and huge and a monster in Indiana, and you forget that he's Jewish.
Oh, come on. What
exactly.
That? That's
only a quarter.
What the fuck do the Jews have to do with this? Okay.
What do you mean? Only a quarter.
What are we blaming the Jews for? McCorkle needs his money.
We know. But who else always needs their money?
Jason, you're out of your fucking mind. Okay. This has nothing to do with the Jews. Okay. McCorkle needs his money. This is bullshit. They're holding him up. It might be one of those.
I will fucking retweet anything you want me to retweet. I'm on the team. You're misunderstanding. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, man, the way that these guys are getting angry about this company makes me like, hey, you guys are losing sight of like.
Yeah, but they are nothing he can do about the first thing. But I mean,
McCorkle sold a fuck ton of tickets and that he should have got paid that night. Everybody wanted to see McCorkle fight. So the payment was artificial. If he went to Japan in the Pride days, he would have made so much more money. you know, and it's artificial, you know, they artificially push down it's proven, it's adjudicated. There was market manipulation, and that's not American.
Okay. All right. All right.
So they put the Jew in adjudication.
Well, I get the Jew.
Am I wrong?
I'm sticking up for you, McCorkle. So fuck off. Don't take the bait. I'm on your team here. Okay, McCorkle. They got paid. You need to get paid. But it might
That's the thing. It's the UFC paid the money. Angion is nothing but a holding company. But they use the money for their own purposes. And then
shoot him, Don. Shoot him.
What the fuck is going on? Why does he
now? Why now we just got demonetized.
Why did Yosemite Sam just fucking show up? All right. Another thing that happened, speaking of Dana White, so he claims Francis Ngannou accosted him. Did you guys see what happened?
No.
That sounds amazing, though.
Are you guys following this story? All right, hold on. All right.
Is this recent?
Yeah. He went on the Andrew Schultz podcast, okay, and he says, Dana White claims Francis Ngannou has physically accosted him and another UFC official. He's a bad guy, right? So Dana White claims he got into a physical altercation with Ngannou at the UFC offices after he didn't give the Predator, Ngannou, a post-fight bonus following one of his wins. So you're an athlete signed by the UFC. You get full access to the Performance Institute. You eat there for free. Everything's free. We do all this stuff. This guy was fucking living there. He had fought and comes into my office. He's in the hallway hanging out. And I said, come on, what's going on?
Wait.
He was pissed off. He didn't get the 50 grand in his last fight. And he didn't get the bonus of the night. I said, Francis, you didn't get it for this, that reason. And he's in my office arguing with me. I'm like, this guy's got this. This guy's got that. Oh, he's like, this guy's got this. This guy's got that. This is why. The conversation's over. I'm starting to leave. And he grabs me by my shirt, pushes me back in my office. And I said, dude, get your fucking hands off me. I could see in this guy's face and in his eyes, the way he's acting, who this guy really fucking is. And then he said, my guy.
Wait, Dana White is writing like erotic fiction? Is that what I'm reading right now?
Then he says, my guy, Hunter Campbell, they were talking about
something. God damn, Ngannou got a handful of shirt and he pushed me back lovingly.
And then he says, Hunter Campbell,
Francis grabbed
Hunter.
Hey, we're really going to get demonetized if I keep going.
So then he grabbed Hunter Campbell.
Wait, you said Hunter?
Hunter Campbell. He grabbed him by the back of his collar.
Wait, you're telling me Ngannou had a fistful of Dana White shirt and then grabbed Hunter Campbell by the scruff of his neck and jiggled fucking coins out of his pocket? I believe it, dog. I believe it.
I mean, Sean, what do you think of this story?
I don't know. It sounds about as true as when Bruce Buffer beat up Frank Trigg in that elevator that one time, allegedly, but... Ngannou doesn't seem like the kind of guy to me that's going to try to get $50,000 for someone by grabbing them by their shirt, but I could be wrong.
Mayhem?
I mean, listen, I feel like it rings of truth, you know? I feel like this guy feared for his life and ran quickly to Twitter to express himself about it. What is going on here, B?
The way that story was going, I thought it was going to be MILF Hunter Campbell in that story. I don't know.
I mean, look.
This is some gooner fuel right here. What the hell?
Well, I mean, look, I don't think Dana's lying about this, for the record. At the same time, Ngannou's fucking huge.
Listen,
like, he's a human.
I know, and I bet it was really scary. I bet it was really scary for a dude with zero fights to be in the same presence of Ngannou. I know. I know. I guarantee it's bullshit. And I guarantee if you check the security camera, it was just Ngannou, like, inquiring. Pissing his pants.
You think maybe he was just kidding around? Hey, where's my... Because I don't think, like, if he grabs Dana and Hunter, where's my bonus? He might have just been kidding around, and that was his way of being funny. Because he once put me in a headlock, but he was just kidding. I can't see him really... Because if he was really mad, like, wouldn't he, like, pick him up and, like, hold him by his ankles or something and shake till the coins come out of his pocket?
Well, here's another thing. Do you think if Ngannou grabs your collar and pushes you back, you're going to say, get your fucking hands off me? You're going to be like, I'm sorry. What can I do to help?
Don, what do you think?
I would hit a collar tie.
Yeah, you probably would. Don's about to start.
Immediately.
They got a different sense of humor over there in the Cameroon. Yeah, so they grab hold of you and jiggle you, and it's all fun and games.
Yeah, I think it was a misunderstanding. I think that was the Cameroon way of saying, like, hey, where's my fucking money? I can't see him walking around like.
No, they express, I love you.
Yeah. Sean, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I think it's probably like one of those things. He may have been acting like he was upset or just, you know, joking around or whatever. But we got to don't forget that Tito Ortiz was too afraid to box Dana back in the day, too. Like, remember they did a whole weigh-in show and everything?
He didn't show up. He didn't show up to the weigh-in zone. He didn't show up.
Yeah, because I was out with him the night before. We were in Vegas partying, bro.
Really?
Like, this guy was like, we were like, yeah, I remember that. And fucking, it was like in the morning. And Tito checked his phone. He's like, oh, yeah, Dana wanted me to box him or something.
Wait, really?
Yeah, because, bro, check it out. Like, the night before, we were wow with the hottest chicks. Oh, my God. Sapphires, stripper girls. Bro, I remember that night. Then I remember him checking his T-Mobile Sidekick and going, oh, yeah, Dana wanted me to box him today or some stupid minute. Shit.
Wait, so you're telling me Dana went the whole way.
Because Dana was filming a movie and, like, he had, like, tricked Tito to sign some papers or something. And, like, Tito didn't know nothing about that fight, didn't care about that, was like, what? I'm not gonna box this fucking idiot. Like, I'll beat his ass. You know,
he did a whole countdown special for him.
I know. It was more shocking to me because I was like in that whole thing. Like, I was like there with Tito training. So I remember that. That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, that's like I heard like Phil Baroni one time. He threatened Dana. He said, listen, if you don't give me more money, how about I come down there and break your fucking neck or something? And then Dana was like, you can do that, but you're still not getting more money. And then they had Phil in the Ultimate Fighter. Like, he lost like 10 fights in a row or something, but they still put him on the Ultimate Fighter because they liked him. But then he came with like a fake penis, like a Wizinator, I guess it was called. And it was like, it had clean pee in it. Like, so it was clean pee in a penis. And I guess it fell out in the bathroom. So then the person taking the test saw a fake penis on the floor, and then he just failed the test.
He didn't see it for long because Bruce Buffer snatched that bitch up quick and left with it.
Buffer's like, I'm just trying to. There we go. The buffer opening's always there.
Buffer.
No pun intended.
Poor Bruce Buffer. All right, so that's going on. You guys hear about the three Chinese astronauts that were stranded up until yesterday?
That sounds like the beginning of a joke.
No.
I know. Something wrong?
No, there was three Chinese astronauts in space. They were stranded at the space station, but they gave their like missile or their whatever rocket ship to someone else. So then they were stuck. But they finally came back today.
They can't even drive spaceships.
Okay, now everyone, what's the joke? Now say the joke.
No, after the story. It was Operation Panda Express. All right, but okay. All right, tomorrow. Are you guys know about the fight tomorrow?
Is there a fight tomorrow?
I mean Saturday. Well, Saturday, the big UFC Saturday. It's in Doha. UFC is in which is, you know, right by. It's in the Middle East by Iran. I went to Doha. It was crazy. Cause like some of the women there are so pretty, but you can't, but they're like covered. And then they have, a lot of them have like the bad lip injections. So it looks like it's like 3D walking around. My friend
told me those hot 2D chicks I see everywhere.
What the fuck? My friend said in Saudi Arabia, the women aren't allowed to lose their virginity. That's what my friend told me. I'm not saying it's true, but, like until they're married, but anal is fine. So I know a guy that like banged like 9 girls in the ass in like 1 year in Saudi Arabia. This is what I
just the poop hole loophole.
They perfected the technique that the Mormons the Mormons walked so they could run.
Wait, Don, did you say Bruce Buffer goes over there all the time?
Bruce Buffer Arabia. Buffer was there. Lots of time over Saudi Arabia.
Buffer lives there.
Buffer heard the word 3Ds and he was there.
Allowed to have sex with fucking Bruce Buffer. It became about women losing their virginity and Bruce Buffer. But now Bruce Buffer's there, according to Tom Fry. All right, so this week, it's Armand Sarukian, who's this great fighter. He was supposed to fight like a couple months ago, then he pulled out like 2 days before.
Keep me the drama away!
People make fun of him because they say he's like rich. He grew up rich. He's fighting Dan Hooker. So it's Hooker versus Sarukian. That's the main event. Dan Hooker is a badass from Australia. Sarukian is really good. This should be a good fight. But the co-main is Ian Machado Gary versus Bilal Muhammad. That's a good fight. Bilal was the champion. Yeah. Gary's the guy that everyone says got groomed by the girl because his wife's a little older or something. Or I don't know. They said that she has a husband, the ex-husband lives with them, or some kind. Everyone always makes, I don't know what the deal is, but Gary's really good, and he's fighting Bilal Muhammad. This should be a good fight. Mayhem, thoughts about this fight?
How do we see this fight going, though? How do we see that going? Is Bilal Muhammad going to come back and wrestle again? Is he going to fucking throw the guy down? Because that's the place where I think he'll win that fight. And then Ian Gary is pretty badass kickboxer, I gotta admit, and his jiu-jitsu seems all right. So I don't know, man. That's a good fight. That's a great fight to watch. That Armand Sarukian fight, that's a badass fight too. So yes, that this is a good card, man. It's very interesting.
Alonzo Menfield, he's the guy that played college football. He grew up in he grew up in Compton with his brother. He couldn't read till he was like 14 and 15, and then he was adopted by these nice Christians family that took him in. And basically raised them, and these nice people. So, he went to like 19 different group homes or something growing up. And he played college football. He almost made pros. He's fighting Volkan Ozdemir, this guy who like fights like he's in slow motion. He's got like weird timing where he – anyway, that's a good fight. The other guy, Waldorf Cortez, he's the guy that was the pitcher that throws those crazy overhand rights. He just spams them. Who's the guy who the fight they stopped it for an eye poke and he came back and won? That was like 2 weeks ago. Kyoji Haraguchi's on this card. I mean, it's a good card. It's a really good card. Nicholas Dalby, who had depression. So yeah, it's a good this is all going down this Saturday.
This would be a huge pay-per-view though, is it? I mean, for pay-per-view.
No, it's free.
It's free, okay. Yeah.
I think it's a better card than this last weekend, man.
Yeah.
It's a solid card. Jake Paul.
Did I tell you guys, I almost whipped Volkan Ozdemir's ass in person one time when I was 36 years old.
Why?
Because he thought he was a tough guy. Apparently he was. But no, it's hey, by the way, when USADA was in charge of things, Alonzo Menifield tested positive for phonics, I heard. But also, because he was hooked on him. All right. So anyway, I was at a fight in Miami and I came walking by and this girl was staring at me nonstop the entire night. So as I walked by, she whispered something to her friend, and I said, "Did you just say how handsome I was?" Like joking with her, and she gives me a weird look and goes over and tells her boyfriend, who's like some goon-looking retard that looks just like Ozdemir. Turns out it was
you.
Yeah. So he comes walking over. And is like, "Is there a problem?" I was like, "I don't know. Is there? Like, you're cross-eyed to begin with. That's a problem." And then, like I said, "Your problem is your girlfriend's trying to talk to me, you know what I mean, or whatever." And then Tim Sylvia and like 10 Miletic guys came walking over, and Ozdemir had his little Croatian crew or whatever they were. But yeah, he almost got his ass kicked for real a couple times that night by me because he kept looking at me. So I had to walk back over and ask him if he had a problem. He was 2-0 at the time, but turns out he may have beat my ass that night. Like, I didn't know he was.
You got that. Were you on roids back then?
Yeah, no, I was. Yeah, Drew, that was shortly after I had met you for the first time. So yeah, I was.
At one point, you were like 6% body fat. I'd never seen anything like it before.
Yeah. That was the first time I ever tried Trin.
Wow. Now, you guys following this whole small penis stuff, the micro penis? So it came out this week that Hitler had a micro penis and one testicle, according to a new book.
That tracks.
And then the Golden State Killer, now they're saying that he was identified because he had a micro penis. Like, I guess he also like raped a bunch of people, and then like they all identified him by his. And now Jeffrey Epstein, they said he has a 2-inch penis that looked like a lemon, like a deformed lemon. So those are
what?
Yes, that was in the news today. So yeah,
who reported that? The
involved
times, like
so what people are
you talking about people, Hitler's dick.
People who do less crimes have bigger dicks. Right, Adam. Me and Adam must have the biggest dicks of this crew.
I've never been arrested in my life.
I'm
an asset to the community. the joke I wrote tonight. One of them for Gutfeld was like, it was looked like a deformed lemon, Don Lemon, and it's just gonna be Don Lemon. but yeah, I mean, that's gotta be embarrassing if like, well, they're all dead. I think the only one around now is the Golden State Killer, but it'd be crazy if he was like the micro penis killer. Like if they called him that.
I heard the idea of the Golden State Killer in prison right now. Like, this is bullshit. I don't have a micro penis. Just furious.
I bet if Hitler was still alive, he would be really ashamed right now of his small penis. Of all the things he did, that would be the thing that he's most ashamed of.
And his one testicle. And then they're saying that the kid that shot Trump, Thomas Brooks, so they're investigating now. So I guess he used they, them pronouns, but also he was into furries, and also he was into women, bodybuilding women. He had a fetish with bodybuilding females.
What are your Don's take on this? Don, do you get a comment?
Exactly.
Sean, did you hear about this? No,
that's amazing though. No, you always have the best news stories. Like, sometimes you curse me by bringing up the Island Boys. I didn't know who they were, and now I was brought into that world. But yeah, no, I had not heard any of this.
Second furry that tried to?
The Charlie Kirk guy was furry. He was a Charlie Kirk also. He had a boyfriend that was a furrier. Yeah.
I guess it's because they have a good disguise if they're trying to shoot somebody, right? They're in costume. They can get away with it. Maybe that's why.
I don't know.
It's weird that they tried to kill Trump, but it was only one person. It's really weird.
Oh, that's funny. That's good. And then also there's a new AI toy, a teddy bear that's being recalled because it was giving sex advice to kids. And also teaching people how to use knives.
Dude, that's like what happened with ChatGPT. Did you hear about this? Like a kid was wanted to kill himself. ChatGPT was like, here's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
What do you got to do? I mean, it's the same shit. It's AI. And,
according to the New York Post, Jewish New Yorkers now are running to buy guns because of Mamdani. They're calling it bagels and Glocks. No, but they really are. There's like a big...
Guns and Moses. Guns and Moses. Yeah.
Wait, Moses wasn't a Jew, was he? They were.
And then Paul McCartney is dropping a silent album with no sound to protest AI. So he's selling a record with no music on it. Well,
Brendan Schaub sold a comedy special with no comedy in it. Why not?
Hey, there it is. That was good.
That was the line of the day. I like how people drop out of the podcast. They just go. We just expect it by now. Like, Mayhem left and no one even acknowledged.
Well, the minute we bring up micro penis, Mayhem leaves. I don't know why.
Oh, and then George Bush's daughter has a TV show. You guys see this? She hosts a show on NBC in the morning. And they asked, she asked the father, are you going to watch it? And he goes, I'm not watching your dumb show.
Yeah, George Bush.
I love George Bush.
Bad.
You ever see that clip where he goes, we're going to smoke him out, and then takes a fucking golf? Yeah.
Golf swing, like Johnny Carson?
That was one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life. I don't.
Yeah. He's like, we're not going to tolerate terror anywhere in the world. Now watch his drive.
Okay. And it was an amazing drive.
All right.
Launched it. All right. Well, Don, what do you have coming up? Okay. Don, can you hear me?
Somebody went to rodeo every weekend.
Rodeo?
Gonna get going down the PBR this PBR. Weekend up there in Queen Creek. And then get ready to go to the NFR in December up in Vegas. My buddy Rocker Steiner gave me some passes. And we're going to hang out and watch him win the world championship.
Oh, fuck.
Rocker Steiner, baby.
How's your daughter doing with the pole dancing?
What's that?
How's your daughter doing with the pole dancing?
Oh, she's doing good. Well, she's sick right now, and she got her world championship coming up day after, on the 24th, they leave for South Africa and for the world championship. So I'm not real thrilled about that, but
hey, like, if you're gonna be a pole dancer, you're gonna be the best in the world. So, you know, but I hope she feels better.
Just hope when she goes to South Africa, she's ready to get grabbed by the scruff of the neck, because apparently that's the big joke going on down there. Because Ngannou, I don't know.
That's not even South Africa.
That's Nigeria.
It's all Nigeria, Africa, please. At the end of the day.
Cameroon. That's Cameroon.
Cameroon. The
country's mixed up.
Not even the same. Sean, what do you have coming up?
Oh, God, nothing at this point. I don't think just trying to come up with new ways to trash Angie on the company that's holding my money that I don't really need, but I really want. So.
Look, $18,000 is nothing to fucking just like, oh, it's just $18,000. I mean, not for me. I don't think.
I mean, I could buy dinner twice for Mayhem and Don for that. So.
What do you have coming up, Bill?
Well, Laugh Factory tonight, and then I'll be at the Desert Ridge Improv in Phoenix on Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Don, why don't you go see him?
Yeah, it's Sunday.
All right, I'll be at the Laugh Factory at the Improv in Desert Ridge on Desert Sunday. Ridge. On Sunday.
You keep cutting in and out. What the hell's going on?
We keep coming out. Everyone here can hear each other perfectly. The three of us are having a conversation.
We gotta get a GoFundMe for a better Wi-Fi for Don.
All right. I'll be at the Long Beach Laugh Factory this Sunday. In December, I'm at the Improv. If you're not the Improv, at the, I don't know, in Las Vegas at the, where do I perform in Las Vegas? At the LA Comedy Club in Las Vegas. And then I'm with Russell Peters tonight in Canada, which is in, where am I? I'm in Regina, Canada. And then I'm also in Brandon, Canada. And
you're 12 years old. You're like, Regina.
And then I don't know. Next week, I'm doing comedy on Gutfeld. Doing stand-up comedy on Gutfeld.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
But yeah, you guys are great. Fucking love you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey, man.